Even though I had found a way of turning this security disaster into a silver lining, it was with a heavy heart that I had spilled the milk. I mean, every dog dreams of the day when he can eat a whole chicken all by himself. And we're talking about free chicken, one that doesn't have to be chased all over the ranch and mugged and defeathered and so forth. And don't forget that attacking chickens was a serious crime on our outfit. And it could get a guy into big trouble with Sally Mae. She fed those chickens and got 12 eggs a day from them, don't you know? And she took a dim view of any dog who made a habit of, well, eating them, shall we say. Why, the last time I'd gone after one of her chickens... Wait, hold it, stop, whoa! Strike that last sentence from the record. It's not only inflammatory, but it creates a false impression of the truth. In other words, I was misquoted. For the record, let me restate my position on chickens. Chickens are dumb birds who were placed on this earth to be... Funny, my mouth starts watering every time I think about... But back to the point. Chickens were put on this earth to be... I can't go on with this. Sorry, the strain is just too much. Maybe you can finish up my position on... Never mind. Okay, where was I? Free chickens. There we go. Free chicken is every dog's dream and fondest wish. But the Coyote Brothers had changed all that. When I had emptied my soul and divulged all the classified information that would allow the brothers to steal our fabled free potted chicken at the end of the rainbow, I felt a terrible sense of guilt and emptiness. I turned to Drover. I'm sorry, son, but it was us or the chicken. He was staring at the clouds. What? I said, I'm sorry. I had to do it. His eyes drifted down and he gave me his usual silly grin. Oh, hi. What did you do? I spilled the beans. I told him everything. They beat it out of me. Boy, I love beans. My lips quivered as I tried to think of something to say to this nitwit, this moron of indescribable proportions. I could think of nothing to say. The boat of my mind had been swamped by the roaring sea of his... Never mind. I whirled away from him and saw... Huh? The Coyote Brothers were... laughing? I was stunned. The boat of my mind, which had so recently been swamped by the waves of Drover's blathering nincompoopery, was now dashed upon the rocks of... something.